Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 47, on Friday, May 15th. Today, we continue to discuss peace. Where does our peace come from, and how do we get it? While it may seem easier said than done, Scripture tells us that peace is available to us always. So join us, and welcome to Common Prayer.
Welcome, church, to today's episode of Common Prayer. This is a space that's just for you and God to be still and to quiet your mind and heart and pay special and undivided attention to the voice of Jesus speaking to you. Over the last couple of days, I've shared with you that my peace and joy have been running kind of low. And if you're like me, sometimes, even when I'm not very consciously aware of it, I think something like this. Well, you know, that's just the way it is. Eventually, this is going to pass, and I'll get my sense of joy and peace back. And I think that as if I don't have much to do with it at all. But in reading and meditating on Philippians 4, I'm seeing that I actually do. Philippians is so much about joy. It's about a joy that the Apostle Paul experienced when his circumstances were far from joyful. And he highlights how closely joy and peace are tied together. And I love that. Philippians 4 kind of zeroes in on three kinds of peace. And there are three kinds of peace that can either lead us to joy or they can rob us of joy. There's an outward peace, an inward peace, and an upward peace that's talked about. Outward peace is that sense of relational peace within us. And a couple of days ago, we talked about how if we're experiencing a lack of relational peace with someone else, it can completely dominate our thoughts, can't it? And we might not be able to be in total agreement with friends or loved ones all the time, but we can agree in the Lord. And we can have right relationships if we major on the majors and not the minors. And there's inward peace. And inward peace is that emotional sense of peace in our mind and in our soul. And we focused in on this kind of peace yesterday. The peace that God gives us when we cast all of our anxieties on Him. And when we remember that He is near. Today we're going to look at upward peace. And that's the spiritual peace that we can have in the Lord and because of the Lord. It's the kind of peace that we'll experience also when we focus our thinking on certain things. Listen as I read from Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Upward peace is first and foremost the peace that God makes, the peace that God accomplishes with us through Jesus Christ. And it's about the peace we have with God because Jesus paid the price of our sin that separated us from Him. It's a peace that is settled, and it's a peace that's once and for all. There's also an ongoing upward peace that we experience in the dailiness of our lives when we think, really think about certain things. Can I ask you, how much do you think about what you think about? Let me ask that again. How much do you think about what you think about? We're thinking all the time. There's a lot that goes on in that 3 to 4 pound mass that rests between our shoulders. We're thinking when we wake up. We're thinking when we look at our phones. We're thinking on the way to work and all during work. We're thinking when we pass by someone on a walk or we pass them in the grocery store. We're always, always thinking. And sometimes we're thinking so much about something that we start to obsess about it. Like, oh, what's going to happen if this? What about that? What will I do if this? And I love how our verses today invite us to consider that what we think about determines our peace. Let me repeat that. What we think about actually determines our peace. So I want to invite you to get comfortable and in a posture of heart and mind so that you can listen to the Spirit of God and breathe in and breathe out. And listen while I read verses 8 and 9 one more time. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I'd like to take one phrase at a time in our verses and ask you to think about things that line up with each of the virtues that are mentioned. So let's begin. What might the Lord be showing you in your life or experience that is true? What comes to your mind when you think about what you know to be true? Is it Jesus? Is it God's Word, the Gospel? Think on and think about what's true. What do you know to be noble, honorable, or dignified? It might be in someone's character. It might be in the way you have observed someone treat someone else, or the way you have been treated. Think on that. And then, what can you dwell on and think about that is right and just? What can you think on that's rooted in the character of God? Might be something that is a right or a just action that you or someone you know has taken for the cause of justice. Let your mind dwell on that for a moment. And then, what can you think about and dwell on that is pure, that is authentic in thought and speech? Something that isn't tainted or impure. Think on that. What is lovely? What's compelling? What's attractive in the best of ways? Maybe it's a sunset or a flower that you saw or smelled, a symphony or a worship song that you heard. Think about that which is best and most beautiful in your life. Not the worst, but the best. What is admirable, commendable, or gracious? Maybe it's someone whose way of conducting themselves is worthy of praise by another. And then our last verse kind of frames this beautiful picture of virtues with a frame by saying whatever is excellent and whatever is praiseworthy. What can you think about that is excellent? Maybe it's a job well done or a beautiful part of creation. And what's praiseworthy? What and who is worthy of your praise right now? Take the time to express that praise. And then lastly, we're encouraged not only to think on these things in some esoteric way, but to put these virtues into practice. To do this, to think on these things, to dwell on these things, to do them with God's strength, and allow Him to cultivate these qualities into your character. And then the last line I love, the God of peace will be with you. That is a promise. Allow me to pray for you, would you? Lord Jesus, would you remind each one listening today that what we think about really matters and determines our daily experience of peace? We pray that we would be agents of your peace, and that you would remind us to think on the virtues that you hold high. Help us to let our minds dwell on these things. And thank you for your promise of your peace that transcends human comprehension, for your joy that is not dependent on our circumstances, and for your strength that will get us through anything. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Today's episode is hosted by our women's pastor, Kathy Bergren, with original music by our worship pastor, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.